A hearing Thursday morning in federal court could decide the fate of grizzly bears living around Yellowstone National Park. They were removed from the threatened species list last year. Now Wyoming and Idaho are planning grizzly bear hunts starting as early as this Saturday. But tribes and conservationists have filed a lawsuit arguing the feds improperly stripped the animals of Endangered Species Act protections. Attorney Matthew Bishop.
If we're successful and we prevail and the court declares the delisting rule unlawful and sets it aside, grizzly bears would be relisted again, and therefore the hunt would not be allowed to go forward.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service stands by their decision to delist. They say grizzly bear populations around Yellowstone National Park have remained high and stable for more than a decade. The bears are now managed by the states. Montana decided not to move forward with a hunt, but Wyoming and Idaho did. Those will be the first legal hunts in decades. Around 24 Yellowstone grizzlies could be killed outside of the park's boundaries. In Wyoming, hunting tags cost $600 for in-state residents and more than $6,000 for out-of-state residents. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.